בחינות הבגרות באנגלית, מועד קיץ תשס"ח 2008, לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים, הנבחנים בשאלון ה', שלום רב. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית, ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון.
Hello, listeners. It's time again for our program, You Ask, We Answer. And with us in the studio today is psychologist Helen Mead. Welcome to the studio, Helen.
Thank you.
Our first question is from 16-year-old Tom from Chicago. He writes us the following letter. I just came home from an interview for a summer job I really wanted. The interview started out fine, but towards the end, I spoilt it all. After asking me a lot of questions about myself and my interests, hobbies, and previous work experience, the interviewer suddenly said, "Now tell me about your greatest weakness." I didn't know what to say. I know I'm not perfect, but I just couldn't think of any weaknesses that were bad enough to talk about. So I just stared at him and said nothing. Now I'm really upset. How should I handle this next time, if there is a next time?
Well, Tom, first of all, don't feel too bad. This really is a tough question. It's actually a good thing you didn't try any of the usual answers like, I tend to work too hard, or sometimes I care too much. That's what most people answer, and interviewers are used to it. They understand that these people are not really showing them a weakness, but are actually praising themselves. So next time an interviewer asks you about your weaknesses, try to stay calm and turn the conversation towards another topic. Here are some ways to do it. First, try focusing on how you've improved over time. Instead of describing a weakness of yours, talk about a problem you had in the past and how you solved it. You can say, for instance, that you used to have trouble getting to work on time until you took a course that helped you get your schedule under control. The idea is to show that you are interested in getting better and better at what you do. Another helpful idea is to describe a valuable piece of advice someone gave you and how it has helped you. For example, you can tell the interviewer that you worked once at a community center helping kids with their homework and you weren't making any real progress with them. It was only when a teacher advised you not to give them the answers, but to let them figure things out for themselves, that you started to see real progress. It doesn't really matter what advice you were given. The fact that you are ready to talk about its effect on you shows that you want to learn, and that's really what the interviewers are trying to find out. Finally, here's a piece of advice that might surprise you. You can explain that this job is so right for you because of your weakness. For example, you might be applying for an afternoon job because you have trouble getting out of the house early in the morning. Don't be afraid to say so. Being aware of a weakness and taking it into account when looking for a job is a sign of maturity and responsibility that is sure to impress the interviewer. Well, Tom, I hope this helps. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Helen. We will take a short break and then return to you, listeners, with some more questions and answers. Please stay tuned in.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע עתה כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע שנית. השידור השני.
Hello, listeners. It's time again for our program You Ask, We Answer. And with us in the studio today is psychologist Helen Mead. Welcome to the studio, Helen.
Thank you.
Our first question is from 16-year-old Tom from Chicago. He writes us the following letter. I just came home from an interview for a summer job I really wanted. The interview started out fine, but towards the end I spoiled it all. After asking me a lot of questions about myself and my interests, hobbies, and previous work experience, the interviewer suddenly said, "Now tell me about your greatest weakness." I didn't know what to say. I know I'm not perfect, but I just couldn't think of any weaknesses that were bad enough to talk about. So I just stared at him and said nothing. Now I'm really upset. How should I handle this next time, if there is a next time?
Well, Tom, first of all, don't feel too bad. This really is a tough question. It's actually a good thing you didn't try any of the usual answers like, I tend to work too hard, or sometimes I care too much. That's what most people answer, and interviewers are used to it. They understand that these people are not really showing them a weakness, but are actually praising themselves. So next time an interviewer asks you about your weaknesses, try to stay calm and turn the conversation towards another topic. Here are some ways to do it. First, try focusing on how you've improved over time. Instead of describing a weakness of yours, talk about a problem you had in the past and how you solved it. You can say, for instance, that you used to have trouble getting to work on time until you took a course that helped you get your schedule under control. The idea is to show that you are interested in getting better and better at what you do. Another helpful idea is to describe a valuable piece of advice someone gave you and how it has helped you. For example, you can tell the interviewer that you worked once at a community center helping kids with their homework, and you weren't making any real progress with them. It was only when a teacher advised you not to give them the answers, but to let them figure things out for themselves, that you started to see real progress. It doesn't really matter what advice you were given. The fact that you are ready to talk about its effect on you shows that you want to learn, and that's really what the interviewers are trying to find out. Finally, here's a piece of advice that might surprise you. You can explain that this job is so right for you because of your weakness. For example, you might be applying for an afternoon job because you have trouble getting out of the house early in the morning. Don't be afraid to say so. Being aware of a weakness and taking it into account when looking for a job is a sign of maturity and responsibility that is sure to impress the interviewer. Well, Tom, I hope this helps. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Helen. We will take a short break and then return to you, listeners, with some more questions and answers. Please stay tuned in.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות באנגלית ובבחינות הבגרות כולן. שלום.